It's an innovation which could shift the electricity landscape around the country. Project lead for the CSIRO's movable hydrogen generator, Dr. John Chafari, says it'll address the need to transport the clean energy source.
This efficient and safe method enables the hydrogen to be delivered at the point of use where it needs to be. The other aspect of the hydrogen generator is the relocatable bit. And this enables the consumer, the end user, to be able to generate hydrogen where and when it is needed.
After the hydrogen is first developed, it's absorbed in a liquid solution to be transported in tanks to the point of use. Once it's there, the hydrogen generator can convert the liquid back to gas. It passes through a reactor system in the generator, which carries tiny 3D printed catalytic static mixers. As the liquid passes through these static mixers, the chemical reaction results in hydrogen gases. That gas can be burned to make electricity with no greenhouse gas emissions, and the leftover liquid can then be reused to start the process again. Dr. John Chafari again.
Effectively, what you will have is a complete process that generates hydrogen, no waste, and more importantly, no greenhouse gases. So really will be revolutionised, and it will be a key factor in the growth of the hydrogen industry, which is to get hydrogen in the hands of the end user.
The portable hydrogen generator is the culmination of 3 years of research. The CEO of the National Science Agency, Dr. Larry Marshall, says the new technology can be rolled out to serve cities, remote communities, and refueling stations for transport around the country.
We can make this stuff here in Australia. And so SIRO has a program called Kickstart that actually finds these high potential Australian SMEs, and we inject the science and the know-how into them in the hope of growing domestic manufacturing. So important for our future. We think of this as an alternative, a net zero alternative to the diesel generator that is everywhere in the world.
The Australian and Indian governments have established a green hydrogen task force to collaborate on hydrogen production and use. The CSIRO predicts hydrogen could add $50 billion to the Australian economy by 2050, while reducing greenhouse gas emissions and driving energy prices down. Camille Winter is an analyst with investment company UBS and says hydrogen is only set to grow in Australia.
There's a huge potential for the Australian hydrogen industry, but I think there are some key risks because the industry is still in the very early stages. So firstly, we've got access to funding. Whether some of these projects actually are going to be able to be eligible for funding through the Australian government's budget. So they announced $2 billion through the budget. Will the projects actually be eligible for this? Will they be eligible for some of the international funding? There's also some risks around labour constraints, permitting approvals, as well as offtake security.
This zero emissions generator could represent one more step on the path to achieving the goal of a net zero future. It's anticipated the hydrogen generator technology will be commercially viable in 6 years. John McNaught with the development company Advanced Carbon Engineering is already on board.
This technology is world leading, and we think it solves the problem that we've been looking for in terms of how to handle hydrogen in a safe and efficient manner. So we're really excited to partner with CSIRO, and we look forward to working really closely as we work through this initial project and then look to commercialise it in the next coming years, bringing it not just to Australia, but to the world.
Tysock Husey, SBS News.